Please take your Bibles, turn to Matthew chapter 15. I'll be reading verses 1 through 9. And Reverend Scott, please take his word to bed. Then Jesus was approached by Pharisees and scribes in Jerusalem, who asked, "Why do your disciples break the tradition of the elders? For they don't wash their hands when they eat." He answered them, "Why do you break God's commandment because of your tradition? For God said, 'Honor your father and your mother,' and whoever speaks evil of father or mother must be put to death. But you say, 'Whoever tells his father or mother what benefit you might have received from me as a gift committed to the temple, he does not have to honor his father.' In this way, you have nullified the word of God because of your tradition, hypocrites. Isaiah prophesied directly about you when he said, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. They worship me in vain, teaching as doctrines human commandments.'" Thank you. Sunday, we were looking at the previous verses in chapter 14, and we looked at Jesus walking on the water, and we looked at how it parallels what we're going through now, because we started with the disciples were sent, that Jesus had just finished feeding the multitude, 5,000 men plus women and children, and he sent the disciples away. And the word there for sent gives the indication that they didn't want to go, but they were sent. And they preferred to stay with Jesus. But at the end of chapter 28, we'll see, they're sent out again in what we have known as the Great Commission. We're sent into all the world to preach the good news to all creation. We have been sent out. Jesus went to be alone. Right now, we do not see the physical Jesus. We see the physical manifestations of what he's doing. We see everything still in order. We don't see planets crashing into each other. We don't see the season stopped, although we're seeing this month the seasons go through the whole cycle just in the month. And Sunday's supposed to be a little bit chilly, but God's still in charge. He was in charge when he sent the disciples into the boat. And he dismissed the crowd and went to the top of the mountain. Our parallel passage Mark and John chapter 6 tell us that he could see the disciples on the lake from the mountaintop where he was praying. So he had his eyes on them. He knew what was going on. And he was still looking at what their situation was. And then Jesus came to his disciples early in the morning. And it tells us the time he came was between 3 and 6 o'clock in the morning. Last watch of the night before sunrise. Jesus is going to come back to get us. He was coming to the disciples, walking on the water. But when they saw Jesus, they were scared. Many times we do not recognize God's hand, and sometimes we get scared at the situations and faces. They had been rowing all night. They were in the middle of the lake, about 2.5 miles out of the lake. And sawdust. Instead of trusting that God was protecting them, they were looking at their situation and thinking things had just got worse. Jesus said, "Don't fear, it's me." Peter, like someone said, "Is that what you really meant, God? If it's really you, do something special. Tell me to come on the water." Peter could have just accepted God, what God said, that it is Jesus. But Peter wanted to have proof. And Peter stepped out of the boat. As long as Peter's eyes were on Jesus, then Peter didn't have a problem. Same thing with us. As long as our eyes are focused on Jesus, we don't have problems. The problems do not overwhelm us. We will have problems. Peter was out on the storm-tossed sea, and he looked at the sea and said, "Should be able to do this." He began to sink. But God is right there with us. Peter began sinking. And he said, "Jesus saved him." Jesus immediately reached out his hand, grasped him, and they were in the boat. And the storm died. And in Mark it tells us, and they were immediately at shore. So think about that. In the middle of the lake, Jesus not only calms the storm, but teleports the boat right to shore in a split second. We need to remember to keep our eyes on Jesus in the middle of our troubles. Doesn't matter what he does to your knees or your shoulders or anything else. God is still in charge. Just keep focused on him, because he is not surprised at what we're going through. And so they get to the shore, and people recognize Jesus, recognize that he's the healer. And they bring all their sick to Jesus, and he heals them. A lot of times people today do not recognize who Jesus is. Some might say he was a historical figure, but he wasn't the Messiah, wasn't God. But he is the Messiah, he is God. And when people recognize who he is, that he is God, and he is the one that we need to stand before, that we will stand before on Judgment Day, we will come to him for forgiveness of our sins. The people of Gennesaret recognize Jesus. But there's always the Pharisees and the scribes. They come up to Jesus complaining. They're always complaining about what Jesus did, because they don't like that he's getting the attention that they think they deserve as the religious teachers. Even though they know he's fulfilling all the prophecies about the Messiah, they want to try to discredit him. And so their latest attempt to discredit him is saying, "Your disciples don't keep our traditions. They're not doing what we said they should do." You know, Baptists are very bad about this. Historically, Baptists have had a lot of traditions. Don't dance. Don't play cards. Don't drink. You have to use the right version of the Bible. And you have to meet at the right time of day. You have to be sure that you follow what the people decided to do before you that were in that church. And too often, churches are full of people that want everybody else to follow what they say should be done. I remember back when I was in Florida growing up, there was a church. They were there was a group of people that didn't like the decision the church made. So they left and went and started another church. And a few years later, they left that church and went and started another one. Because they didn't like what was going on, because things weren't going their way. It wasn't anything scriptural of why they left. It was their feelings got hurt and their opinions were ignored. It's like this joke I once heard about two Baptists that were shipwrecked on an island. When they were rescued, there was three churches there. There's only two of you. Why there's three churches? Well, that's my church, and that's his church, and that's the one we used to go to. Well, the Pharisees brought a question. Why are your disciples ignoring our tradition? And Jesus brought them a challenge. Why are you ignoring God's word? You're saying tradition needs to be followed, but you're ignoring God's word. Scripture says, honor your father and your mother. And whoever speaks evil against his father or mother must be put to death. But you say, if you're able to provide something for your father and mother, and you don't want to, you can just say it's dedicated to God. And then you don't have to provide anything for your parents. A lot of us know about that. In our society today, we want to discard our elderly and not take care of them. Well, God is telling us to honor our parents. It doesn't say as long as they are nice to us. It says honor parents. Let's look for a moment at Exodus chapter 20. Exodus chapter 20. And verse 12. Honor your father and your mother, so that you may have a long life in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. And in chapter 21 of Exodus, in verse 17. Whoever curses his father or mother must be put to death. God is very clear that we need to show proper honor and respect to our parents. A lot of times, we might think they don't deserve it. But we don't deserve the way God is treating us. He says, honor your father and mother, because that's what God wants us to do. Not because they deserve it. And so Jesus is telling the Pharisees, you're ignoring God's clear command. And what would happen? These children would declare something as being dedicated to the temple. They were never donated to the temple. They just keep using it. And they just had an excuse not to take care of their parents. Jesus said, why are you doing that? And he says, you are fulfilling what Isaiah said. In Isaiah 29:13, this is where it's quoted. This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain, teaching us doctrines, human commands. Churches across the world today are full of people that are being told human commands and not God's word. Full of people that are honoring God with their mouth. We need to be sure that what we're doing is to honor God for the right reason, not just for show. Amen. God challenged the Pharisees. He's critical of them. Later on, we'll see even more, where he talks about how they do many things just to be seen by people. We need to be sure that what we're doing is to please God, not to please people. Lord, thank you for this time we'd be here to study your word. I pray that we will honor you in all we do. That we will not just honor you with our lips, but honor you with our minds. In Jesus' name.